Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Republican Representative Joel Johnson of Clare. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I appreciate your time this evening. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of bills, one in particular that is aiming to cut some lawmaker perks and see where we're going with that. Tell me about this bill.
Well, this is a bill that I introduced actually before I took office in December. It's something that I wanted to get done right away, and we have the opportunity to do that with a limited number of bills. So I've been working on it for a while. And what this does, it takes the current benefit that allows legislators who serve as little as 6 years the opportunity to have 95% of their health care benefits covered from the time they're age 55 until the time they reach Medicare age. And, you know, looking through the private sector and other areas of the public sector, I didn't see anyone else with that benefit, and I didn't think it was fair that legislators had such a thing.
Was this kind of for you just, you know, when you took a look at it, wow, this is a perk, to use that word, that no one else is really entitled to, and we need to set some examples here?
Well, exactly. You know, it's something that I've mentioned to a couple other people. It's when I think back on my life growing up, my dad used to manage a corporate farm, and he had several employees that worked for him. But he had a bad back also, and he would come home at night. My mom would always say, "Why did you do all that hard work that you did when you could have had someone else do it?" And he said, "I won't ask someone else to do something that I'm not going to do." And I've adapted that as a way of life, and I think it's very important that everyone work together toward that same goal.
So currently, who does receive benefits in terms of state lawmakers?
Well, only those who were serving, who have served a minimum of 6 years now, have those benefits available to them once they reach 55. And this bill will eliminate anyone who has not served their 6 years already. So anyone who wasn't serving January 1st, 2007 would be eliminated from that perk.
And doesn't this mean most, if not all, current legislators?
Not quite all, but most. It certainly does.
And what kind of support are you getting for this?
You know, I've had good support, and it's actually a little surprising. I had one of the other lawmakers asking me in detail how far back this went and so forth, and I said, you know, it does include you, and I'm sorry. He said, "No, don't be sorry." He said, "The last thing I want to do is have a perk that someone else doesn't get."
Well,
and so that's the kind of support we're getting.
I was going to say, that has to be quite encouraging to hear that.
It is.
Because it is a financial sacrifice, frankly, that all of you would be making.
Yes. And it did pass the full House on Thursday, and we hope that it will soon pass the Senate.
And what do you think the support will be in the Senate? Have you talked to folks there, or do you have any good guesses?
You know, we've talked a little bit to some of them, and I think we'll have good support there as well.
Well, and in some information that I read about this subject, Representative Johnson, there were some people pushing back against it, saying, you know, are they really serious, because neither chamber, the House or the Senate, has passed the same version. Well, is that perhaps on old attempts?
On old attempts. I think we're going to get it done, and I think it's going to be real soon.
Well, very good. This is the first attempt this session, though, at something like this.
That's correct.
And the bill, is it as strong as it could be? I heard some other, you know, folks talking about that, but it's a real good place to start to make this happen. It seems pretty strong to me.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. If someone is able to strengthen it, I would certainly applaud that type of an amendment to it. To strengthen it even more would be great. I'm not sure we can do it. But I think it's a really good start.
What about the bill that we're talking about, if my information is correct, is Bill 4087, House Bill 4087?
That's right.
And what about 4552? That would implement a fixed amount, or a cap, as it were, on public employer health benefits. Where is that?
That also has passed the House, and that one will have to have some work between the House and the Senate, and hopefully we can get something put together with that. It's the same idea with this. It includes legislators and other public employees in the state. And, I didn't like the idea of everyone being locked in having to pay a minimum of 20% of their health care benefit premium. And with this plan, we've done some research, and we've found that there are good plans available under these cap levels. And so my idea is, after looking at the costs that are being borne in many of our entities in the state, I find that it ranges very widely. And so the idea is that if the entity can provide a plan for the employee that's under the cap level, and the employee is happy with that coverage, they can accept that without having to pay anything out of their pocket. If they say, hey, you know, I would really like a Cadillac plan, I'm used to a little better than this, they can pay the difference and receive that better plan. So it's about choices, and I think that's a good thing to provide.
And as you mentioned, the 80-20, that would be, this would be, your bill would be an alternative to Governor Snyder's 80-20 health care benefits bill.
That's correct.
This is just all about reforming health benefits for everybody and giving folks better options and different options and pulling it into a reality here.
That's correct. Yeah, we really need to get to a point where our numbers match up what we spend matches what comes in, and we have to be realistic with these things. We want to provide the best that we can for our employees, but at the proper cost.
And the legislators, and I do think it bears noting that legislators already started some of reining in expenses by in back in January, taking a 10% wage reduction. And there wasn't a big blast when that happened. So I think it bears mentioning.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. And that's another case where we took a 10% cut ourselves and thought that was a good place to start and show people that, yes, we are willing to start with ourselves and work from there to get this budget balanced.
And I did also read in some information, you talking about the fact that these bills and what you're trying to do with these bills has to reflect the economic reality that all Michigan residents are dealing with today.
Well, absolutely. You know, folks in the private sector have been feeling the brunt of a lot of this economy that has been looming over us for quite some time. And, you know, we have to put the rest of us who work for the public to a point where we're accountable to those people, and what we do makes sense with what they do. And together, as we bring these costs in line, we create a balanced budget, and we keep taxes under control, we'll see that we end up with more jobs coming into Michigan and more of our children coming back. And as we do this, we will have more income coming in from more people, and we'll be able to run these programs the way that we should.
Now, things have been happening kind of quickly, fast and furiously at the Capitol as the session begins to wind down. What's on the agenda this week for you?
Well, we do expect a lot of bills that, we sent some things to the Senate last week, and they are sending some things to us, and we hope to get an awful lot of those taken care of here in this week's session.
Well, very good. As always, I appreciate so much your time to kind of walk us through these bills. They're important, and they certainly have meaning for the legislators who are there working. So I appreciate your time to walk us through these.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you talking to me. Give me a call anytime.
Very good. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Representative Joel Johnson, a Republican representative of Clare, Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.